I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. With just about 5 weeks to go before the first in the nation Iowa caucuses on January 19th, the question for the Democratic field is not who can beat President Bush, but can anyone stop Howard Dean? The former Vermont governor leads in some Iowa polls and holds a sizable advantage in New Hampshire, which holds the first primary 8 days after the Iowa caucuses. In Iowa, Joyce Russell of member station WOI followed one of the hopefuls, North Carolina Senator John Edwards.
At Dibb's Barbecue in Marshalltown, Iowa, a crowd of likely caucus-goers is gathering to hear John Edwards. Factory worker Nancy Douglas drove 30 miles on snowy roads to see the candidate she signed up with about a month ago.
I think he's a really swell guy, and he comes from working parents just the same as my family did.
The message that worked for Nancy Douglas is what John Edwards is now crisscrossing Iowa delivering. Focusing on his working class roots, fighting for the disadvantaged, refusing to run a harsh campaign against his rivals. That's the kind of message the folksy Edwards had for the patrons at Dibb's Barbecue.
Thank you. What a terrific crowd. This is exciting, and I am so happy to be here with you today. It's a little colder here.
Usually, the name of the game in politics is winning. But with polls showing Iowa a contest between Howard Dean and Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt, even the Edwards camp here acknowledges that they are thinking less win or place and more show. Roxanne Conlin heads the Edwards campaign in Iowa.
What it will take is probably a third place finish in Iowa, some showing in New Hampshire, and I think everyone acknowledges that he needs to win South Carolina.
The fact is, no one in the history of presidential politics has finished third or worse in the first two states and gone on to win the nomination. But in his campaign van traveling through the Iowa countryside, Edwards said the political landscape is not the same.
New Hampshire's different this year because we have two candidates from right next door to New Hampshire, very well known. And at a nine-candidate field, if you finished third in New Hampshire, you could clearly win this nomination. But you're going to have to start winning. And that's what happens the third week with South Carolina. And I'm ahead there now.
Under this scenario, says Edwards, a win in South Carolina would make it a two-person race for the nomination, Edwards versus Dean. Many Democrats fear Howard Dean cannot defeat President Bush next year, but neither Edwards nor anyone else at the moment seems ready to become the un-Dean.
It will just be hard for voters and reporters to find someone who is the likely alternative.
That's Iowa Democratic activist Jeff Link. Link says the candidate's task of stopping Dean will get even harder if he wins big in both Iowa and New Hampshire. Still, Link doesn't completely dash the hopes of Edwards' campaign staffers that Dean can be pushed aside.
Fundamentally, they have all the pieces in place to sort of take off at the end. I think any scenario that includes a win before February 3rd is a reasonable scenario.
In the meantime, as Dean continues to surge, the other candidates, including John Edwards, go about their daily campaigning, hoping for a breakout strategy or state. For his part, Edwards is going to have a lot fall into place for him to finish third in Iowa and New Hampshire before he can even dream about that win in South Carolina. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Ames, Iowa.